Lesson 15, Text A, A Welcome Surprise. Let's now visit Mary Miller. Mary and her mother are happy today. The postman has brought a letter from Mrs. Miller's brother. He's coming to visit the Millers with his family. Mary and Mrs. Miller have to plan meals and festivities. Mary offers to go shopping to help her mother. Mary, please go to the door. I hear the bell. It's the mailman, Mother. Here's a letter from Uncle George. Give it to me. How wonderful! He's coming to visit us. When's he coming? He's coming by car on the 24th. He's staying from the 24th to the 26th. Let me look at the calendar. Good. The 24th is a Saturday. Is he coming alone? No, he's coming with Aunt Cynthia and the girls. Mother, I don't remember the girls. How old are they? Your cousin Fay is 15. Rosemary is older than Fay. She's 17. Are they going to stay here with us? Of course. The girls can stay in your room with you. Mother, may we have a party? If you like. But now we have to think about meals and many other things. Prepare the list, Mother. I can go shopping. I can go to the small stores. Everyone knows me there.
Text B. I'll start in 3 months' time. Rose left school when she was 17 and went to a college for a year to learn to type. She passed her examinations quite well and then went to look for work. She was still living with her parents. A lot of people were looking for typists at that time, so it was not difficult to find interesting work. Rose went to several offices and then chose one of them. It was near her parents' house. She thought, I'll walk there every morning. I won't need to go by bus. She went to the office again and said to the manager, I want to work here, but what will you pay me? We'll pay you £27 now, the manager answered, and £30 after 3 months. Rose thought for a few seconds before she answered. Then she said, All right, then I'll start in 3 months' time. 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. What a language! I once heard someone shout, Look out! I put my head out of a window, and a bucket full of water fell on me. It seems that look out may mean don't look out. I was once on a ship and heard the captain shout, All hands on deck. I put my hands on the deck and someone walked on them. I once called early on an English friend and the maid who came to the door said, He's not up yet. Come back in half an hour. When I went again for him, she said, He's not down yet. I said, If he's not up and he's not down, where is he? She said, He's still in bed. When I say, He's not up, I mean he has not yet got up, so he has not yet come downstairs. What do these phrases mean in their respective contexts?